So, if you had to distill this week into its through line, I'd put it this way. The institutions and frameworks that were supposed to manage rapid change, military alliances, AI governance deadlines, diplomatic channels with Iran, even congressional oversight of presidential business interests, are all visibly struggling to keep pace with the events they're supposed to govern. That's not a political statement. It's an operational observation. The general who can't defend two theaters. The White House that missed its own AI definition deadline. The senator whose office won't confirm his own signature.
On the international side, what strikes me is how the Russia-Ukraine conflict has entered a phase where the resource constraints are doing the strategic work. Russia doesn't need a breakthrough offensive if it can sustain a missile campaign that Ukraine literally cannot defend against with its current interceptor supply. And that 26 out of 27 missile success rate for Russia is the kind of number that will shape European defense procurement discussions for years. Every NATO member is doing that math.
In markets, the Goldman Sachs finding about the hidden AI trade carnage in July is the story to watch as August unfolds. If the unwinding accelerates, you could see broader market repricing, even if the top-line indexes look stable. Intel's 170% gain is a genuine comeback story, but it also reflects how quickly capital re-rates companies when the underlying narrative shifts. Stripe's business formation data is encouraging, but the payroll wage compression finding means the gains from AI productivity are not distributing evenly.
The AI safety cluster, the rogue agent, the missed governance deadline, the 50-plus coalition demanding congressional hearings is the story that connects most of the other technology threads. Whether you believe Altman and Musk that we've hit a defining threshold, or whether you think that's premature, the governance gap is real regardless. You cannot regulate what you haven't defined, and August 1st has passed.
Before we wrap, our time capsule moment. Back in May, we reported that Ukraine had hit its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea that month, framing it as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike capability. Turns out that never happened. Ukraine has no realistic military access to the Caspian, which is landlocked and roughly 1,500 kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. We should have caught that geography problem before it aired, and we didn't. We're owning it.
That kind of error is exactly why the "what if we're wrong" exercise matters. When a claim feels directionally right, Ukraine extending its reach, Russia under pressure, it's easy to accept the details without scrutinizing them. The Caspian geography should have been an immediate red flag. We'll be more careful.
Every segment of today's episode is designed to stand alone. If you want to share just the Ukraine segment or just the AI governance segment, each one has enough context to make sense without the others. Share whatever's useful.
And genuinely, this show exists because of two tools that we want to acknowledge with real sincerity, not as a sponsor read. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity surfaces the real-time research and topic discovery that makes a daily briefing at this depth even remotely possible. What used to require a full production team, research staff, writers, editors, we can now do as a lean operation because these tools genuinely work. We're grateful for that, and we think it's worth saying so plainly.
We'll be back tomorrow with Tuesday's primary results from Michigan and Kansas, continued monitoring of the Iran situation, and whatever the AI labs decide to do next, because this week made clear they're not slowing down. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. See you Monday.